This is Charlie on your first day drive, joined in the studio now by Jessica from Razzmatazz. Good afternoon, Jessica.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. I'm all flustered now after all that setting up we've been doing because we've got someone very special in the studio with us, haven't we?
We have got someone very special and I can't wait for her to sing. She's very excited.
Well, let's just say a quick hello to her first. Hello, Ava.
Hi.
Are you all ready to sing in a little while?
Yes.
Okay, right. We'll let you stand there and watch because Jessica and I are going to have a little chat first about Razzmatazz. So, Jessica, Razzmatazz is, it's Dragon's Den thing, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's a national school. So Denise, our founder, she launched in 2000 and in 2007 she went on Dragon's Den and Duncan Ballantyne walking into the school.
And this is something that's aimed at youngsters or is it across the whole age groups? Because I'm just scrolling down some of the courses and I can see Razz seniors.
Yes, there are Razz seniors. I'm afraid you are a little bit old for our Razz seniors.
Okay, so what do you do as a school then?
So we do singing, dance and drama. We cover all styles of dance, like hip-hop, commercial. This term we've covered Bollywood, Irish dancing, African dancing. So we really like to provide the students with a lot of material so they can have fun every Saturday.
Do you think X Factor has helped your cause a little bit? Maybe Britain's Got Talent, things like that?
Yeah, I think it has. I mean, people do watch shows like that and they think it'd be great to try theirself. And I mean, our main thing we do at Razzmatazz is we want to build confidence, you know, for interview technique, for everything. It's not everyone wants to be a performer, but they do want to feel confident and be able to get on stage.
And you're doing a Search for a Star.
Yes, it's very exciting.
You look very excited. So tell us about this and the auditions, because we've got auditions at the Baytree Centre in a few weeks.
Yes, so we've actually got auditions this Sunday at the Mercury Mall in Romford, and then we've got the Baytree on Sunday, July 1st. Search for a Star is a contest where you can win a free year at Razzmatazz Brentwood, so they get all their training for a year, as well as being part of a big show we do each year and all our performances. We do perform it a lot. We're the ambassadors for the Baytree. We do all the light switch-ons. And we are lucky enough that Scallywags in London, the casting agency, have agreed to be our judges for us.
Okay, so what's the cash value of this prize?
Well, it depends on the age group. It can be up to £1,500.
What do you look for in a good audition?
I'd say it's being confident, so definitely coming on, introducing yourself, being able to speak to the adults, and, you know, it's really good when a child introduces themselves, not the parents, so that's a great thing. And, you know, just performing, eye contact, smiling is one of the main things we look for, so just looking happy and like they enjoy being up there.
So if a youngster may not be the best singer in the world, but obviously to their parents they always are, but if they've got the confidence, is the singing ability something you work on with the students?
Yes, definitely. I mean, I cover dance and I'm the principal, and we've got our teachers that cover each aspect. And even Hannah, our singing coach, she says that I've gotten better at singing since being at Razz every Saturday, because I'm not a singer myself. So definitely something we can work on with them. It is something you can build up.
And you're based in Herringate?
Yes, in Herringate. We're lucky enough that we've got our own venue now that we have 24/7, which is lovely because it's a nice space for the children to be able to come in and relax.
So how do people who are interested get in touch to do this audition? Can they just turn up on the day?
No, what we would like is we'd like them to either give us a phone call on 07955 293329, or they can email us at brentwood@razzmatazz.co.uk. And the reason we say this is so we can prepare their music for them before they come.
Okay, we'll put your number, if that's okay, and the contact details on the Phoenix FM website a bit later on in case you missed that, and we'll recap it at the end of the interview. Now, you've come along with Ava, who is kindly agreed to do a little bit of singing for us. So, Ava, before you start singing, what got you into singing?
Well, since I was younger, whenever I was watching X Factor or Britain's Got Talent, it really inspired me.
And which pop stars do you like?
I like Ariana Grande, Sia, and lots more.
What's the song you're going to sing for us?
A Million Dreams by The Greatest Showman.
Okay, right. Jessica's going to run round and get her phone. We're playing this off a phone, so hopefully if you get a phone call during this, Ava will never forgive you. So here we go. This is Ava singing live on Phoenix FM.
Close my eyes and I can see the world that's waiting up for me, that I call my own. Through the dark, through the door, through where no one's been before. But it feels like home. They can say it all sounds crazy. They can say we've lost our minds. I don't care, so call me crazy. We can live in a world that we design. 'Cause every night I lie in bed, the brightest colors fill my head. A million dreams are keeping me awake. I think of what the world could be, a vision of the one I see. A million dreams is all it's gonna take. Oh, a million dreams for the world we're gonna make. There's a house we can build. Every room inside is filled with things from far away. Special things I compile, each one there to make you smile on a rainy day. They can say it all sounds crazy. They can say we've lost our minds. I don't care if they call us crazy. We can live in a world that we design. 'Cause every night I lie in bed, the brightest colors fill my head. A million dreams are keeping me awake. I think of what the world could be, a vision of the one I see. A million dreams is all it's gonna take. Oh, a million dreams for the world we're gonna make.
Wow, very good. Well done, Ava. That was lovely.
Thank you.
And you were smiling all the way through that. You really enjoyed that, didn't you?
Yes.
Jessica, wow.
So proud of her. She's done amazing. I mean, Ava's been with us since last September, and every week she comes in smiling. She's made me emotional. I'm so proud. She's done so well.
And you were really scared a few minutes ago when we were practicing this off air, and all the way through that, your smile got bigger and bigger as you sung that. You don't want another one for us, do you? Now we'll just do the one. All right, okay. Well, come back when you're a superstar. Maybe we'll pay you. Now, Jessica, this is actually being sponsored by St Francis Hospice as well, your event.
Yes, well, we are doing it in support of St Francis Hospice. So at every audition, we're going to be fundraising for them. The live final is at the Society of Old Brentwoods, who very nicely are letting us use their hall. So the whole thing is to fundraise money for an amazing cause. And, you know, they've been so supportive. When I told them the idea, they've just helped us from day one. So, you know, even if you don't want to do the event, get behind St Francis, because it's amazing.
So the first round of auditions, which needs to be pre-booked, this coming Sunday in Romford, but a little bit more notice for this one, the Baytree Centre, Sunday, July the 1st from 11 a.m. We'll put your phone number and the contact details on the website, along with Ava singing as a listen again on the website a bit later on this evening. Thank you, Ava, very much for coming and singing. That was very good of you.
Thank you for having us so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.